Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja. In this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about proof of work. You must have heard about this term, that there is something called proof of work. It is used for consensus and it uses a lot of energy. Let's talk about it in a little more detail today. So first of all, blockchain is updated through transactions. Transactions are included in blocks and new blocks are added to the end of the chain at regular time intervals, and these intervals are called block time. Now, there's a question, who adds the next block? There are multiple nodes. Some of them are very honest and they will do whatever is as per the rules of the blockchain. Some of the nodes may or may not be honest enough. So how do you figure out in such a completely permissionless and decentralized network that who is going to add the next block in a way that the blockchain remains honest for the rest of the nodes? And this is done through consensus algorithms. Now, before I go into detail into consensus and proof of work, I would highly encourage you to check out episode 2 of the podcast, where I explain consensus in general. Now, one way of achieving consensus is proof of work. And before going into that, let's talk about something slightly different. When you want to elect someone from many people, there are multiple ways of doing that. One is by doing a race. For example, there are 10 people, they are running a 100 meter race. Whoever wins is the winner, is someone different from the rest of the 9 people, right? There are other ways also, like doing an election. There are different ways of electing or actually selecting one out of n people. Now, in a blockchain network, there are n nodes, let's say, and you want to select one minor node who is going to produce the next block. So in a proof of work system, this is done through a race. So a proof of work is nothing but to produce some amount of data that can be verified easily, but it is hard to produce. For example, in the Bitcoin blockchain, this is about creating a hash with the right amount of zeros in front of it. So let's say you are a miner node, you have accumulated enough transactions into a block, and you want to propose this block as the next block to the blockchain. What you have to do is figure out a hash for this block, which has enough zeros in front of it. The number of zeros is basically the difficulty level of the blockchain. So recall from the hashing episode of the podcast, hashing is a very random process. So you cannot produce a hash with the exact characters that you want. Hashes are completely random. So how do you produce a hash with the right amount of zeros in front of it? You keep hashing by adding some sort of nonce to your data. So this is exactly how proof of work works in blockchain, in the Bitcoin blockchain, sorry. Now, sometimes you reach this required hash value very quickly, and other times it takes a lot of time. And this does not happen only on a single miner node. All the miner nodes in the blockchain race against each other to find this next hash for a block, which has the required number of zeros, basically which satisfies the required conditions. And then whoever wins this race, whoever produces this hash first, gets to add the next block. And they also reap the miner rewards for this block. And the chain continues. The exact same process is repeated for every block period or for every block time in the Bitcoin blockchain and also in the Ethereum blockchain. Actually, at this moment, currently, Ethereum also uses proof of work. Now, there is a particular thing about proof of work that is being talked about a lot, which is that it consumes a lot of energy. And this is simple. When so many miner nodes, hundreds and thousands of them, continue to compete against each other and continue to hash so much data again and again, it will cost a lot of CPU cycles. And all those CPU cycles will cost a lot of energy. And this is why Bitcoin uses so much energy. So now, I hope you understand why they say proof of work is not so environment friendly and why it should be replaced by something else. So this was about Bitcoin, proof of work, and how it works. Thank you for listening. In the next episode, I'll talk about proof of stake. Stay tuned and do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. Ciao.